We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is your All Local for the 9th of December 2022. Today in North Texas, we've got more bifurcation of the Metroplex. We've got a high near 70 degrees for DFW Airport, but it'll be even warmer to the south, cooler to the north. Some scattered showers throughout the day today. And WNBA star Brittany Griner is back home this morning, arriving here in Texas in San Antonio. Griner, who's from Houston, was freed from a Russian prison yesterday in a one-for-one prisoner swap. KRLD's Alan Skaya has more on this developing story.
And this was the end result of a prisoner swap. It actually started in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates yesterday. Russian media released video of Griner arriving at the airfield in a van, then the exchange on the tarmac. Plane landed at Keller Field at Joint Base San Antonio overnight. People were gathered outside, posting pictures and video of her getting off the plane about 4:30 this morning. They're first taking Griner to Brook Army Medical Center for an evaluation. Then she can return to Houston. Griner's from there. She went to Baylor, now plays for the Phoenix Mercury in the WNBA. Her family says they sincerely thank everyone for their kind words, including from the Waylon family. They say they're praying for his swift return, too. Waylon is a former Marine. He's been in jail since 2018 in Russia on charges of espionage. Griner was arrested in Russia back in February for carrying vape cartridges. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
He killed her to cover up an accident. That is the latest information released on the kidnapping and murder of 7-year-old Athena Strand of Wise County. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has more on this disturbing update.
I'm going through the arrest affidavit for 31-year-old Tanner Horner that the Wise County Sheriff's Office has released. In it, Horner tells investigators that he had accidentally hit Athena Strand with his FedEx delivery van as he was backing out of her driveway. In a panic, he placed her into the van and he killed her when she told him that she was going to tell her father what had happened. Horner told investigators that he first tried breaking her neck, and when that didn't happen, he strangled her with his bare hands. Athena's mother, Maitland Gandy, says it's all senseless.
I was robbed of watching her grow up by a man that everyone was supposed to be able to trust to do just one simple task, deliver a Christmas present and leave.
The package that Horner was delivering, a Barbie set that was supposed to be a Christmas gift to Athena. In Wise County, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Still no arrests after an 8-year-old was shot in a drive-by shooting Wednesday night in North Richland Hills. The little girl was shot while inside her family home. Her family rushed her to the hospital. She continues to recover this morning. She's doing so at home. The child told NBC5 the shooting left her terrified.
I was scared, like, I could have, like, died or something, but I didn't, and doctors saved my life.
The mother says the family no longer feels safe in their home. It's unclear if the family was targeted. Police are still investigating. An appeals court has decided a Collin County man who was using a camera to peep on his neighbor will have to serve his 5 prison sentences one at a time. Sean Kresner was caught using a GoPro camera to take videos of his neighbor and her children in their bathroom. Each of the 5 counts carried a possible 2-year prison term, but instead of allowing Kresner to serve the sentences at the same time, the judge stacked all 5. He'll have to stay behind bars for 10 years. A step forward in Dallas as city leaders work to regulate short-term rentals.
A committee has voted to recommend that they be illegal in neighborhoods zoned for single-family use. Many residents have complained about them and their neighborhoods.
It's just like a 7-Eleven opened up next door to them. You can't do that. And it's just not a good thing having 50 to 100 strangers come in.
We need zoning that is specific delineating short-term rentals and where they can legally operate.
The committee agreed and decided to keep them out of certain areas. Councilman Adam Bazaldua.
Short-term rentals have been an inevitable shift in model in the hospitality industry that has resulted in municipalities missing out on millions of dollars in hotel occupancy taxes.
Next up, the full council will vote on the recommendation. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A North Texas man is facing six felonies, including intoxication assaults, after causing a three-car crash while racing on the Sam Rayburn Tollway in Louisville. KRLD's John Mark Dempsey has more.
The accident happened late Wednesday night near the Business 121 exit. Two cars, a Mustang and a Corvette, were racing. The Mustang rear-ended another car and then collided with the Corvette, causing it to overturn. A passenger in the Corvette was hospitalized in critical condition. The driver was in stable condition. The driver of the Mustang, a 27-year-old man, allegedly ran away from the scene of the wreck but was soon arrested. Investigators believe he was intoxicated. From the 24-hour news center, John Mark Dempsey, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Stars pick up a win in overtime. Here's Blake Hickerson from a 105.3 The Fan Sports Desk.
Tyler Seguin scored with 29 seconds left in overtime as the Dallas Stars beat the Ottawa Senators last night, 4-3. Coach Pete DeBauer, this might help get Seguin going.
I think it is. I think for sure that's real. So, I'm crossing my fingers that he's feeling a big relief here now and is going to come out. And actually, it's funny, but I thought this was the poorest of the recent games he's played, and he gets a goal. The night he gets six grade A chances, he doesn't score, but that's how it goes.
It was Seguin's first goal in the last nine games. Blake Hickerson, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Today, some scattered showers, mild with a high near 70.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.